Elsa Watkinson is the president of the Canadian Association of Elizabeth Fry Societies. They are a national advocacy organization for women in prison in Canada. The Elizabeth Fry Society, along with the Native Women's Association of Canada, were involved in spearheading the systemic review into discrimination against women in prison. Elsa starts by talking about how the Human Rights Commission process began.
Well, I've been with the Saskatchewan Elizabeth Fry Society for over 10 years. It was actually our society in Saskatchewan that initiated the complaint, and the reason being that in the winter of 2000, there was a hostage taking in Saskatchewan. This didn't surprise any of us, because the women, as far as we were concerned, were living in an absolutely desperate situation. There was no programming. The women had nothing to do, but they had lots of issues that they were dealing with, struggling with. And this had been a major concern to us all the way along as to the lack of programming and the number of other things that were going on or not going on. So we filed a complaint and used the Canadian Human Rights Act because, of course, they're federally sentenced women. We instigated it because, of course, my students, I teach in the Faculty of Social Work, and I talk to my students all the time about the issues that kept coming up in regards to the women who are in the federal institutions. And then when this hostage-taking incident happened, I just said to them one day, okay, I'm going to do something. We're going to do something, and we're going to take some sort of action. I mean, that truly is what happens. You think to yourself, what can we do? Like, what can we do to try and bring attention to the desperate situation that's occurring for the women? And so my little mind, that's the only thing I could think of. And clearly it was, to me, a violation of their human rights in a wide range. So we did that, and we sent it to CAFES as well. That's our national organization. The executive director is Kim Pate, and Kim suggested that we see if we could get other community organizations to join with us. And that was a brilliant, brilliant undertaking on her part. And so she got together a wide range of organizations from all across the country in support of the complaint. Now, I say the word complaint, that's really important. When we began this in Saskatchewan, we were thinking of it as a complaint, but because the issues are so systemic to Correction Services Canada, we eventually decided that we would ask the Canadian Human Rights Commission to undertake a systemic review. So that would allow them to look at all kinds of issues and not just focus on an individual, not just focus on one issue after the other, but rather the whole system, which we think is a failed experiment. On March the 8th, 2001, which is International Women's Day, we sent this letter off. We being CAFES and the Native Women's Association of Canada wrote a letter to the Canadian Human Rights Commission asking them to undertake a systemic review. And as a follow-up to all of this, we have received some funding, we being CAFES, from the Voluntary Initiative Fund, and that has allowed us to build the community capacity with all of these organizations and bring them all together. The result being that 11 of those organizations that are in support of this have actually written letters, and the majority of them have been briefs in support. Some of them are legal research, some of it is personal experience, some of it is a review within the framework of human rights law, etc. So we have all of these other submissions that have gone to the Human Rights Commission to say that, depending on the organization, when they look at the situation going on in prisons for women, they identify that that is discrimination and violates the Canadian Human Rights Act, as well as the Charter and as well as international human rights law. So we're in Ottawa today, and this week we've all been meeting because we were presenting all of the briefs to the Canadian Human Rights Commission. We did that on Tuesday of this week, which was May the 13th. And today, May the 14th, we've just had a major press conference up on the Hill, and things seem to go well. So at this point, we're waiting to see what will happen. The Canadian Human Rights Commission says that they may get a report to us by the fall. But the other thing is they say that this is the first systemic review that they have done of any substance. And so clearly we are, as I said, we're at the leading edge on this one, and we'll just have to see what happens.
with this systemic review, then the Canadian Human Rights Commission is going to come up with a list of remedies and recommendations. And I know that all of the organizations that put in briefs and made presentation to the Canadian Human Rights Commission also gave recommendations and remedies. What is the hope of these recommendations?
Well, there's many, but I think perhaps some of the most significant ones are, first of all, that the blatant discriminatory actions that go on within the Corrections Services Canada be found of no force or effect. And for example, under Section 17 of the regulations that govern CSC, they can classify whether or not an individual is a risk. And so the factors that they take into account include, and this is just one example, but it includes things like physical or mental disability. In other words, if you have a physical or mental disability, that increases your risk assessment. Now, clearly, you cannot discriminate on the basis of disability under human rights law, and certainly not under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and we can say the same thing about international law. So to use a criteria such as that in a risk assessment, we'd say right on its face, is discriminatory. So we want a number of those things eliminated. We want Corrections Services Canada to be accountable. And in that regard, we want them to be accountable to an external, independent, arm's length, whatever the words are you want to use, body. There have been many, many recommendations over the years, many, many inquiries, commissions into the situation facing federally sentenced women, and there's been gobs of recommendations coming out of that, and very little has been done to change things substantially. And so we want to make sure that somehow or other there's some accountability for CSC. And so we've got a wide range of things. I mean, just ideas that people have come up with. And another one is the idea of having a fund that is available to women who believe that their rights have been violated. Because so often, obviously, they're detained, they're in isolation, many of them, and they certainly don't have the financial resources to challenge some of the things that are being done. And so a fund needs to be established to allow for that. And another really important recommendation, and it's something we continue to discuss all the time, is, first of all, I think it's important to say up front that prisons are a failed experiment, especially for women. And, of course, there's nothing we'd like to see better than to do away with prisons absolutely altogether and come up with some other creative and humane means of dealing with individuals who find themselves in conflict with the law. And I don't know if that could ever happen. It's just amazing that after all these years, Elizabeth Fry was herself lived in the 1800s and worked tirelessly on this issue. So she's been working at it, so have we. So this has been going on for well over 200 years, trying to get rid of prisons. And I suspect there were many before that, but we still seem to, that's all we fall back on. And so what we're trying to push for now, and it's certainly in the recommendations as well, is pushing for more community-based support for women, so that they don't have to access services, if there are any, within prisons. Perhaps the most ironic and bizarre example is the idea of sending women to prisons because some of the judges think that they will get help there. I mean, that blows my mind, but it happens, and it happens all the time. And people will say that. They'll say, a judge just said, we're going to sentence you to, you know, such and such a place because we think you can get help there. Well, what does it say about us as a society when we can't provide that kind of support and service for people? So that's another major recommendation, and it is certainly given by many of the briefs. But I just think we need to think of other ways and take responsibility ourselves for the situation facing so many of the prisoners that are in the prisons today.
That was Elsa Watkinson. She's the president of the Canadian Association of Elizabeth Fry Societies.